Will you open your Bibles, please, to the book of Joshua, chapter 2, as we continue learning the lessons concerning salvation from this chapter that we have been thinking about for the past several broadcasts. Today we want to emphasize another lesson concerning salvation without reviewing what we have already considered together. That thing that we would like to emphasize found in this chapter is the guarantee of salvation. What is it? Was the guarantee of salvation the fact that Rahab believed? Now think about it. When Rahab said to these men in verse 12, "Give me a true token that our deliverance will be as it should be," I wonder why those men didn't say to her, "Now Rahab, don't push it too far. After all, you said you believed, and we accept your word for it. That's sufficient. What else do you need?" I ask you, what is your guarantee of salvation? For Rahab, it was the scarlet cord. Hang the scarlet cord in the window. Now that signified something. We'll think about what it signified by and by. But to provoke your thinking, I ask you, what is your guarantee of salvation? One guarantee is the Word of God, John 5:24. That's a good guarantee, isn't it? The Word of God. The Word of God standeth sure, doesn't it? It's the rock. It's immutable, irrevocable. Nothing can change it. Another guarantee is the indwelling Holy Spirit. Now, these are some tokens. The Word of God, the indwelling Holy Spirit. What is your scarlet cord? It may be that you have a scarlet cord that we haven't seen in the window, figuratively speaking. You know, the scripture says a threefold cord is not quickly broken. It's good to have a cord of one strand. It's good to have three strands interwoven, and there is another strand to the cord. You probably are thinking that it has been covered by what we have said up to this point, and in a sense it has. But I wonder if there are any other tokens we might make mention of at the moment. Well, let me suggest to you that the scarlet cord which Rahab hung in her window was strong enough to let two men down over a wall. Now that was pretty strong, wasn't it? And in Joshua 2, when Rahab said, "Give me a token," look down at verse 12, "give me a true token," that is, a dependable token, their answer in verse 18 was, "Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household unto thee." The true token which they gave her was the scarlet cord. Now, since all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is practical, we seek the application of the scarlet cord. So in addition to what has already been said, I'm going to ask you to turn to your Bibles in the first epistle of John, chapter 5, and notice these words, 1 John 5:7. "There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Now, go back to verse 8. "There are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. Now, time will not permit a detailed discussion of the first epistle of John, chapter 5, verse 8, so you're going to have to accept by faith, although there is ample evidence in the Scripture, for what I'm going to say to you, that the scarlet cord of Rahab's window is found here in 1 John, chapter 5, verse 8. It is a threefold cord that cannot be quickly broken, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. Now, of course, the thing that you probably will want more proof for is when I suggest to you what these things stand for, particularly one of them. There can be no question about what the Spirit refers to because, of course, the word is capitalized. And if we know nothing else about the Word of God, we would know that it refers to the Holy Spirit. We suggest to you that one of the strands, then, of the scarlet cord is the indwelling Holy Spirit. Will you keep a marker here in 1 John 5 and turn with me, please, to the Ephesian letter to which we have already made reference, reminding you that there is a strong similarity between Joshua and Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory." You will notice, of course, the order of events in verse 13. You trusted in Christ. That's what Rahab did. When did you trust in Christ? After you heard the word of truth. What word of truth? There's much truth. What word of truth? The gospel of your salvation. You heard it. You trusted it. You trusted the record that God gave of his Son. And after you trusted the record that God gave of his Son, believing it, of course, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And what is the Holy Spirit? Other than the fact that he is the seal? Well, in verse 2, he is the earnest of your redemption. And the word earnest could be translated or could be changed into the phrase down payment, or in terms of our meditation, the guarantee. The guarantee of eternal life upon which I rest is that the Holy Spirit dwells within my heart. And you say, well, how do you know he dwells within your heart? Well, I could give you several reasons. I could tell you that I sense his presence by the manifestation of his fruit in my life. Did you get that? The manifestation of his fruit in my life. The fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. But perhaps you're thinking, would you be perfectly honest if I were to ask you a question? And I'm going to anticipate the question and be perfectly honest. The question that I anticipate, because it is always asked, is, but aren't there some times when you don't have joy? Yes, there are. Aren't there some times when you don't have peace? Yes. Aren't there some times when you aren't long-suffering? Yes. Well, then does that mean you are not saved? No. Because, you see, the guarantee of the Spirit is not only related to the fruit of the Spirit, it's related to the witness of the Spirit. Oh, somebody says immediately, as I ask you to turn to chapter 8 of the book of Romans, well, I know what you're talking about, the witness of the Spirit. I was in church the other day, and someone brought a special number in song, and, oh, it just thrilled my soul, and the witness of the Spirit was so real, I just had a tremendous blessing. Well, dear one, I'm glad that you had that blessing. I know what you mean. I have heard people sing the praises of God, and I'm literally tingled up and down my spine. It was so thrilling. But that's not the witness of the Spirit. And the reason I want you to see that is, you may have some back trouble one of these days, and somebody may sing like that, and you can't tingle, and all your nerve ends may be dead. And if I told you that was the witness of the Spirit, you might go away saying, you know, I don't believe I'm saved. I didn't tingle when that dear woman sang. I'm not saying that you don't tingle when you get a blessing, but I'm saying that the tingling isn't the witness of the Spirit. And it's important for you to know that. If you are now at chapter 8 of the book of Romans, you will notice the 14th verse. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And how does he do it? By tingling? No. By the record. Go back to 1 John chapter 5. The witness which the Holy Spirit gives makes the Word come alive. It makes the Word real. That's the witness of the Spirit. And that's the reason we are told here in 1 John chapter 5 that the record to which the Holy Spirit bears witness is the witness of the Spirit. Now, will you notice here in 1 John 5, there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit and the water. The water? Does this refer to literal water? Well, many folk feel sure that it does, and so they will tell you that unless you've been baptized, you have no assurance that you're saved. This is a view held by many, many people, but I want to suggest to you, on ample authority, that water here stands for the Word of God, because water is a symbol of God's Word in the Scripture. And this, if you read the entire chapter in the entire epistle, you would find to be the Word, unless there were a contradiction in this one particular portion. Another token of salvation is the Word. The true token is the Word. So you've got two now, two cords bound together, the Spirit and the Word. But I said a threefold cord is not quickly broken. And so there's one other thing we haven't mentioned. I'm sure you've thought about it, but here it is. There are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one, the blood. Yes, this is the true token. I am depending, I am resting, my hope of eternal life, my friend, on the blood of Christ and on the blood of Christ alone. Not without these other two things, but on the blood of Christ alone, not on the blood of Christ and human effort, but on the blood of Christ. I am basing my hope upon the fact that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ was shed for the remission of my sins. Rahab had her scarlet cord as a guarantee of her salvation. What do you have as a guarantee of yours today?